surrounding Dr. Anthony Fauci. What we've now come up with, and listen to this. This is Lindsey Graham. This is Cut 4 last night on Fox. A group of scientists, a part of all these emails, may have impacted the 2020 election. Listen to this.
In February 2020, 27 American scientists wrote an op-ed saying that anybody who suggested the lab, the coronavirus came out of the Chinese lab, is a right-wing nut. Then later on, five other scientists said the same thing. Why is that important? If, in fact, the coronavirus came out of the Chinese lab, like a lot of people suspected, people in America would be outraged and want somebody to take it to China. That would have been the biggest issue in the entire campaign. Who can make China pay for infecting the world? Secondly, by shutting down this legitimate question about where the coronavirus came from, they reinforced the idea that Trump was a nut. So the scientists who signed that letter in February 2020, I got a question for them. What evidence did you have to make you feel so strong there was no other alternative than it coming from nature? Was this a political document or a scientific document to Dr. Fauci? I'm not challenging science. I'm questioning the motive of the scientist who definitively said in February 2020 a lab leak was a right-wing conspiracy idea. Well, why did they say that then? They're tied to the Wuhan lab. They have a self-interest to shut down that inquiry. I think it changed the 2020 election. I really
do. Well, it obviously did. I mean, I don't say it's obvious, but it 100% did. As did the dismissal of all these early treatments and just blowing them off, saying, oh, they don't work. It turns out now, of course, this big study about hydroxychloroquine just published, 200% increase in survival if it's used with zinc and azithromycin. And so all these people's lives could have been saved, but Anthony Fauci and the medical cartel, as we call them, dismissed it and trashed the motives of President Trump and any of us who interviewed the top experts who said it worked. Outrageous.
Not only did people die, but anybody who suggested it may have come from the lab in China and incompetence in the lab in China infected the entire world, they were written off as a right-wing nut. Cotton, President Trump, was vilified. I've got a letter going to Dr. Fauci from myself and Senator Paul asking him about the op-ed piece of the two scientists who believe that the sequencing of the coronavirus proves almost positively that it came from a man-made laboratory experiment, not from nature. So how could they know so certain in 2020 February that the lab leak theory was a bunch of right-wing propaganda when it seems to be more likely than not today?
That is Lindsey Graham from South Carolina on with Fox News last night, and those are pretty serious charges. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Stay right where you are. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And at 3:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now stationed all over the state of Nevada, we do have some congestion on the downtown freeways right now as you work your way through the downtown area, enjoying the new skyline, the Circa. 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard, you'll touch the brakes. 515 east at Main, ditto. Got a crash on the 15 northbound. That's at Hacienda on the right shoulder. Got some slow flows there on the 15 as well. North at Symphony, southbound at Sahara. And do expect some moderate flows there in the Henderson area on the Southern Beltway. That's 215 westbound at Decatur. And 215 eastbound at Gibson.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders have announced that they have waived safety Kima Sivirant. He spent most of last season on the practice squad, did not appear in a game, had re-signed with the team on a futures deal in January, and now he has left the organization. The most notable thing about his time as a professional, a couple of off-field issues. He attempted to sneak a woman into Seattle's team hotel in training camp last year, and he was also arrested because of a street racing incident in Houston previously. The Vegas Golden Knights, they advance in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They beat the Avalanche yesterday 6-3 to win that series 4-2. They'll play Montreal in the next round. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Okay, let's play a little game. How many pairs of footwear do you think Skechers have sold? 100 million? 200 million? 500 million? Not even close. Shoenack the Magnificent? Over 2 billion with a capital B. Why? Because so many people worldwide have discovered that with every pair of Skechers, comfort is included. So once they try them on, they fall in love with the comfort. Then they get another pair, and another, and another. And how do Skechers include comfort in every pair? By being a comfort technology company and putting comfort innovations in every nook and cranny of their footwear. With features like air-cooled memory foam, hyper-burst foam, breathable knits, ultra-go cushioning, and more. And comfortable fits like relax fit, stretch fit, wide fit, seamless fit, arch fit with expert certified arch support, just to name a few. So if you're looking for stylish footwear that doesn't cost a fortune and feels like $1 million, get yourself a pair of Skechers. Because no matter what pair you choose, you can be guaranteed of one thing. They'll be comfortable right out of the box. Buy them at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Good to have you with us on this Friday afternoon. We always try and let our hair down. We kind of have a little more fun than normal. This week, just in the last couple of days, we've come across a parody song, which I think is absolutely amazing. It's by a candidate for Secretary of State of the great state of Georgia. Of course, Georgia was instrumental in giving Democrats all the power in the Senate and all of that. But I want to introduce my friend, gentleman Jim Dallas, who came upon this parody song. Explain what this is all about.
Well, David Belisle is a candidate who is running for Secretary of State in the great state of Georgia, which, of course, you know, we went through the Senate races there, and that's why they now have a 50-50 Senate. But this is David Belisle. He's going to be running for Secretary of State, and they put together a nice little parody song, which I think Republicans can relate to, because it has a lot to do with Never Trumpers and of course Stacey Abrams, who's a big star there in Georgia, and it kind of makes fun of her too. So I think it's very appropriate for the era in which we live.
Here it is.
Raffensperger went down to Georgia claiming there's no votes to steal, but he was in a bind because he was sued one time. He was willing to make a deal. And he came across Miss Abrams on a podium and preaching hot. Brad Raffin jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Girl, let me tell you what.
I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a never Trumper too. But if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play the press like a fiddle, girl, but give the devil his due. I bet a Senator Gold against your control, because I think I'm better than you. The girl said my name's Stacy, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I make votes it's never been. Stacy, print your ballots and play the victim's part, because voting's loose in Georgia and Brad Raffin deals the cards. And if you win, you'll get this shiny Senate made of gold. But if you lose, Republicans keep control. Dropbox, and he said, I'll start this show. And signatures flew from his fingertips as he reached a brand new low. He sent ballot applications to everyone upon his list. The dead, the relocated, not a single name was missed.
Are they wrong?
I think they're wrong 100%.
When Brad Raffin finished, Stacy said, well, you're pretty good, old son. But sit down in that chair right there. Let me show you how it's done. Count every vote, don't matter who it's from. You can't throw them out, just add it to the song. No MLB, no Home Depot. If you don't agree, you're so Jim Crow. Brad Raffin bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden Senate on the ground at Stacy's feet. Stacy said, Raffin, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a gun, I make votes it's never been.
I love that. Jim, that is something else.
Isn't that great?
And who is that again?
And then at the end of the video, you see the tagline that says, vote for David Bell Isle for Secretary of State for the state of Georgia. It's good stuff.
I think that's magnificent. More to come as we continue. By the way, this hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
It's finally happened. We're finally free.
Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock. And it's always interesting when you listen as much as we do, and not by choice, but because we have to, listen to, demo rats and how they deal with black conservatives. I mean, it's really sad what has happened over the years. But Sean Hannity, I thought, made a good point last night. Don't know if you caught this on Fox News Channel, but he talked about what is and what has really become a double standard for black conservatives. And this goes back in my memory to like Michael Steele when he was, a black conservative. He was running for, governor or congressman or senator from Maryland. And the left just annihilated this guy. Listen to Sean Hannity. This is from last night's show, talking about the double standard for black conservatives. Here it is.
Today, Republican Congressman Byron Donalds, he appeared on fake news CNN to discuss the Congressional Black Caucus, apparently blocking him from joining. Now, the indignant CNN fake news host, who apparently thinks that she speaks for the entire African-American community, accused Donalds of being out of step with their cause. I guess the expert on all these matters, you decide.
Do you think that your defense of a person that said things like that might be incongruent with the mission of the CBC?
First of all, whatever the president said in the past, it's nothing to do with this discussion at all. I think
well, you've defended
please
him.
Please don't cut me off. I have not cut you off in this interview. Please do not do that to me. Thank you. As a black man in America, I'm allowed to have my own thoughts on who I choose to support and who I choose not to support. My support for President Trump, whether it's for or against, is irrelevant. That has nothing to do with this discussion. This is whether the ideology of somebody who is conservative is welcome in the Congressional Black Caucus. It's really that simple.
Checkmate. Now, by the way, is it called the Congressional Black Caucus or the Congressional Liberal Black Caucus? Because you see what's happening here. Fake news, CNN, almost every other outlet. Narrative is more important than truth. They have an agenda. Their long-running narrative is Republicans are evil, racist monsters. They don't want you to know that President Trump signed off, on the bill that permanently provided more money to historically black colleges than any other president, $250 million a year. I doubt they gave Trump a lot of credit when he signed the First Step Act, reducing the incarceration of many minorities serving lengthy sentences for nonviolent crimes, overturning Joe Biden's crime bill. They don't want you to know that under Trump, more African-American, Hispanic-Americans were employed with the lowest unemployment rates, record after record after record shattered. The media mob, Democrats, want you to believe that President Trump is an evil, heartless monster who forcibly cleared peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters from Lafayette Square Park so that he could get a photo op in front of historic St. John's Church. You might remember this.
When they dispersed protesters in Lafayette Park the other day when the president wanted his photo op.
Police fired tear gas on peaceful protests outside the White House, all so Donald Trump could stage a photo op.
Because the president literally wanted a photo op after all this tear gas had been sprayed on U.S. American citizens.
Last night, those peaceful protesters in D.C. were cleared from the park, you'll remember, so that President Trump could walk across the street to St. John's Church for a photo op.
The United States government does not use the military against civilians in this country unless there's a damn good reason. And well, also, all we ended up with was what the president of the United States looking like a wannabe dictator. So he could walk over to a church and pretend to be concerned about the church.
Which we found was, after the IG report, the Inspector General report, it turned out it's not true. That's what's so amazing about this. Tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show. I've got time for some calls before we go to the top of the hour. You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, tell you what, let's go to Brady. Brady's been waiting very patiently. Brady, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man.
Hey, I just saw that. Jovan Pulitzer, the guy who's doing the forensic audit, he's involved with all the auditing of the ballots that basically stole the election in favor of Biden.
You talking about the Arizona? Are you talking about the Arizona audit?
Yes, yeah, so he's doing the interim. I don't know if I said the interim county, and he's also involved with the Maricopa. But some interesting things he found in what he said was, here we got ballots. They're looking at the watermarks. Okay, there is a watermark on these ballots. They got possibly Xerox paper with fake watermarks on them. So that's interesting. They're finding stuff like that. Another thing is they might have possibly ballots made in China that were shipped in millions of ballots. And the funny thing is it's all going to show in the paper, just like you said, because when the Chinese make their paper, they use a bamboo fiber, and under a forensic microscope, it's easily distinguishable, and it shows like a diamond. And they're finding this also. So you might see 7 or 8 or 9 states now, the ones that are touring Maricopa County right now and observing how they're doing this audit, which is being run by Jovan Pulitzer. And you might see Donald Trump back in by September, and that ain't no BS.
We'll find out together. Brady, thanks, man. I still don't believe that's going to happen. I don't know how it can happen. But you know what? These are strange, strange times. And, there's stuff that has happened in our nation over the course of the last 3 or 4 years that nobody could have ever predicted, much less a pandemic just thrown in for good measure. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Just
discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive. At the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
On May 28, 2021, Kemp Communications, Inc., licensee of KMZQ 670 kHz, Las Vegas, Nevada, filed an application for renewal of license. Members of the public wishing to view this application or obtain information of how to file comments and petitions on the application can visit publicfiles.fcc.gov and search for KMZQ's public file.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Friday. It's the weekend. Oh, I'm so excited. Ooh, and we got Monday. We've got the Knights and the Avalanche. What a game. What a game last night. I don't know how many of you took it in, but it was amazing. And this was not, and I was really glad for it, because I never thought the Avalanche were a better team than the Golden Knights. I just didn't. Now, they won the regular season, home ice advantage. Well, the home ice advantage. But I'm going to tell you, I never thought they were better. And I was glad it was a decisive win. That it wasn't one of these, 1-0 win in overtime or something like that, or something where a cheap goal ends up putting one team or the other into the next round. I just didn't want to see that. And this was a decisive win with key players. Fourth line last night was outstanding, but throughout the series, the guys that should be scoring goals. You know, Mark Stone and people like that, the people that should be scoring goals, you know, the guys that make the most money, should be the guys that are producing. And they were. And that's a very positive thing. So that's Monday. I believe the start time is around 6 o'clock. And it's the Montreal Canadiens. So we'll, and the real cool thing about that, I don't know if you're into that, but you know, it's it means you'll get to hear both anthems, the English language and the French language. Oh, Canada. No, I have always liked that. I always thought that was one of the cool things where when you play a Canadian team, no matter where you do it, home or road, you get to hear both anthems. I've always thought that was really very, very cool. Tell you what, let's go to Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I'm sorry I couldn't get on your day of your anniversary, but I couldn't. My phone conked out or something happened. And being your most insightful and intelligent caller, I'm sorry I wasn't on at that time. But you just had the...
I got about a minute. The, got about a minute for you, man. What's up?
Governor, you had the governor of Texas on.
Yes.
And let me explain something. He's going to build...